Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com, and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happened to all of the chess pieces? Did someone play a joke and not own up to it? Or was it something just wanting its presence to be known?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. You can call in 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up today on Apple Podcasts where you can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. So I am Carol Hughes. My sister Kathy Gordon's here today. How's everything in your world?
It's good. It's good. Are we talking about practical joke ghosts?
See, I don't know. Because this story I tell you...
There are practical jokesters. Like the other day when I got locked out of the house and I knew the door wasn't locked when I pulled it shut and okay. I had to go around the back, come in, and the door was unlocked. I'm like, oh, great.
I don't want your whatever it is at your house to hear this. So good thing you have headphones on because you call a practical joker ghost. I call it kind of an asshole ghost. That's an asshole move. Locking someone out of the house is not practical joker stuff.
What is up with that?
That's somebody getting on your last nerve stuff.
I know.
That's mean.
I mean, there are times that, and if it's on me, it's on me. You know, if I put my toothbrush into the brush drawer, that's me doing something stupid, you know. But if I checked to make sure it wasn't locked and then pulled the door shut, and then went back and it was locked. No way. So that was, and then it wasn't locked. So that was practical jokester. Can't find my keys. Look all over the house. Look all over the house. Look over the, and then they're just there where I looked to begin with. So there are those practical jokester ghosts.
I don't think that's practical jokester. I just think that's mean.
But then there's like just practical jokester people that you live with that might be pulling shenanigans. So, for example, my ex-husband, he used to have this thing, and this reminded me of it because of the chess game you mentioned, where we would do like jigsaw puzzles. But he didn't like to do jigsaw puzzles, so he never helped with them. It was just myself, the kids, and, you know, like if you were there or you weren't really big on jigsaws.
I don't
but
love them.
No, but like my mom loved them, you know, so she'd come and we'd work on them, or my sister, Cindy, or whatever. And then, but then we would always get down and there would be one piece gone and we could not find it and we could not find it. And then Greg, my ex-husband, would come over and he would put the last piece in the puzzle. He just pulled a piece
Dick move. He
could be the one to do the last piece after we all worked crazy on it.
And then he's like,
that
ha ha ha.
Is ha ha ha, right? So when he dies, that's probably the kind of shit he's going to pull when he comes back. It's practical joke and stuff.
Well, just know I ain't going to do a puzzle.
Yeah.
Well, so this one, there's people around. So, you know, maybe, I don't know. But it sounds like okay. There was some other activity in the house.
Interesting.
So it's a call. Let's give it a listen.
Well, I would like to think that this story that I'm about to tell is just me. It was me and a multiple number of cousins, all of us in the same room when it happened. So, hello, my name is Alistair. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I don't mind saying it. In the room, it's myself, my two brothers, my sister, my cousins, Lisa, Linda, and Annette. My other cousins, Marcy, Rick, and their baby brother, Eric, and my cousin, Amber. So you can hear all of us, right? So at that time, I'm about 11, 12 years old. And so the others are a lot younger. My cousin Lisa and I were attempting to play a game of chess while everybody was watching us play. And my cousin Marcy, for some reason, ends up yelling out. And everybody looks at her like, what's wrong with you? And she looks at the board and she points to the chess board and all the pieces that were left on the board were all laying down, facing each other. The black face, if I had been playing the black figures, they were pointed towards my cousin Lisa, and her white figures would have been pointing at me, all laying down. And we even asked each other, why'd you knock it over? And she goes, no, you knocked it over. And my cousin Marcy yells out again. Everybody's going like, what's wrong with you now? Next thing you know, all the figures are standing up. And we all look at each other like, what the hell? All of us left our bedroom, my bedroom, and we all got out of there. And our parents, nice family that they were, all saw all of us coming out at the same time, like, what's going on? It's like, nothing, we just want to come out and join y'all. I got multiple stories for that house alone, but that's the one most memorable. On a side note, I've checked with all my cousins over the years. Like, do you remember that chess game that day? And they go like, oh man, I've never had anything like that ever happen before. So I just wanted to share, throw it out there for posterity, for my family, but most importantly, out there to real ghost stories, people that had the same thing happen to them. Thanks.
So as he was telling that story and rattling off all the people in the room, there was 11, mm-hmm. I counted. So there's 11
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. So there, and if they're in somebody's bedroom, you know, maybe he's got a really large room, but it still would be pretty tight with 11 people in a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like if someone had done that, someone would have seen it. How could you not? Everybody, you know, unless... You know, maybe everybody's on their phones or something, but it sounds like it happened a while ago.
Okay, so if nobody's looking at the board, if nobody's looking at the board and then they glance over and go, what the heck? Look, the board is weird. Like they're laying down. Then did they just, everyone in the room is looking away and nobody noticed them all stand back up again?
Kind of sounds like that. Like maybe it was that. That's weird. Why did you do that? I didn't do that. You did that. No, I didn't do that. And then, you know, maybe a TV's on. Maybe, you know, they're kids. You get distracted in 2 seconds. You forget about stuff.
But it just seems like a lot of people for not one of them to see it stand back up.
Fall down or stand back up.
Yeah.
So it does seem weird. And he did say there was other paranormal activity in the house.
Yeah.
Do you think it could be one of the cousins just messing with them? I mean, maybe. Could be. But it seems like someone would have seen that happen. Because with chess pieces, it would take a minute to turn them all,
label
down and face a certain direction.
And even though, you know, something in me says maybe one of the cousins was just playing this prank on him somehow, You would have thought somebody would have seen him over there by it doing it.
Yeah.
With that many people in the room.
Well, especially they're on alert then the second time it happens.
Exactly.
You know, they might have gotten distracted, but it would be like, oh, Annette, why are you messing with our chessboard, Annette?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't see how it was possible to have that many people in the room and no one noticed Annette over there putting them up.
Yeah. Sorry, Annette. You know? We're just picking on Annette.
Yeah, and I'm sure Annette didn't do it. But, you know, I'm just thinking in my head, gosh, it just seems impossible.
I don't know.
With that many people in the room. And yeah.
It, you know, because I would, when he's first telling the story, as the story's going along, I'm like, well, you could have knocked the board. There's 11 people in the room. You could have knocked it. They fell over. Kind of went in a kind of a pattern. I don't know. But then to get him to all stand back up again, that would take a minute.
Right.
You know, knocking him down is one thing.
Yeah.
But getting them all back up, I don't know. I don't know.
I just think somebody, you would have had to seen somebody doing it with that many people in the room.
Agreed. I think so too.
Like, you can't just stand in front of the board and then put your hands behind your back and stand them all up, right?
So I don't know. I'm going to go with that.
I don't know unless you team did it. And you had Lynette, Annette, and Lori standing in front of the board and, you know, Brenda behind it doing it.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
Doesn't seem like
he's followed up with the cousins as adults. They're all like, that was weird.
Remember and they all that. Seem to believe it was weird. They all seem to feel like that, you know.
It could be debunked.
Scared.
It could be debunked, but it also could be paranormal. So here's,
I just think there were too many people in the room.
Yeah. 11. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they were even playing chess with 11.
Well, it's a fire hazard. Like, I'm surprised the fire department didn't tell them they had to get at least 5 people out of there.
Well, and then when you see all the kids coming out of the room, that's when the parents are like, is everything okay?
Like, what?
Yeah. What? So here's the next story. It says, I have a few stories to share about my time visiting a few places in Pennsylvania when I was younger. The story that sticks out to me the most is as follows. About 20 years ago, my cousin, who lives in the area, and me went exploring. This area is steeped in history as it has been settled since the early 1700s. There are hidden cemeteries in the mountains and skeletons of ghost towns dotted along the scenery. There was a specific cemetery we wanted to visit, as we were told stories that it was haunted. I won't share the name since it is now private property and trespassing is not allowed. We found it odd that nobody would give us directions to this specific cemetery. They would say that it wasn't a place that we wanted to visit, and then the subject would quickly be changed. After interrogating quite a number of people, someone finally gave us directions, albeit very reluctantly. We loaded up the vehicle with proper ghost hunting supplies, flashlights, cameras, holy water, a Bible, and a picnic lunch. Because,
well, of course,
everybody needs a picnic lunch to go with their ghost hunting supplies.
Well, yeah, you are going to need sustenance.
Right. I think that's just smart. And, you know, too, you think back like 20 years ago, it wasn't as easy as just putting it into a phone. I ended up once in the weirdest part of Oklahoma, and I was like, this does not feel right. This does not feel right. I'm on dirt roads. Shouldn't have to get on dirt roads to get there.
That's right. And, you know, they didn't even know, like, if an exit was closed.
Yeah.
So you would just get there, and it would all be closed, and you'd be like, well, I don't know what to do now.
But, you know, a place like this, too, you know, it's off the beaten track, and it's probably just the locals know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it says this area is populated by a large Amish settlement, so it's not odd to see a horse-drawn buggy going down the roads, and it was very common to see the Amish walking around the area. This is an important detail that will be revisited. We get to the base of the mountain, large hills really, but in Pennsylvania they call them mountains. There is an abandoned mining town, and there's a cemetery up a steep path, and the foundation of a fallen-down church is at the base of this path. This town was wiped out by the Black Plague. Like,
what?
There's like an abandoned mining town, there's a cemetery, a fallen-down church. Oh, and by the way, everybody died from the Black Plague.
Well, I don't know that the Black Plague happened in the Middle Ages.
Yeah. Do you think it could have been yellow fever? Because there
might have been a sickness that went through the town and killed a lot of people, and then that kind of ended the town. But I don't think it was the Black plague.
Because that's kind of medieval, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really medieval. Yes.
That's like
wiped
so
out
medieval.
About a third of Europe.
So I don't think it was about Black Plague. So,
but it could have definitely been some
but
sort
like
of
yellow
disease.
Fever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
In the 1800s. The cemetery is at the top of the hill, and it's quite a long walk. We began our trek, and an Amish couple passed us from behind on the way up the mountain. We didn't think anything of it since we are in Amish country. We acknowledged them with a head nod and a small wave. They didn't make any eye contact, and they continued walking. They were dressed head to toe in black, and they looked like they're from another century, which I live near an Amish community, and sometimes they do. Not 5 minutes later, the same, especially the older Amish people, they definitely look like almost a different century. Not 5 minutes later, the same couple passed us on the path from behind again. There's one path up this mountain as it is surrounded by thick forests on both sides, and if anybody was walking through it, we would have heard them in the brush. We hurried up the path and pretended that we just didn't see the same couple pass us twice, which is really strange. When we got to the top of the mountain, there was a wrought iron gate with the name of the cemetery on the arch of the gate. It was padlocked with a chain, so naturally, we climbed over it. The cemetery was falling apart. Headstones and grave markers were sinking in the ground, weather-worn and crumbling. This cemetery is on a cliff, and if you walk to the west side, it is a straight down drop about 500 feet into a ravine with a river. The east side is wooded. We explored the headstones quietly, trying to make out the carved letters and pondering life in this mining town over 100 years ago. After about 15 minutes of exploring, we all start yelling to each other. I thought it was just two of them, so maybe there's a group of them?
Yeah, I thought it was two as well, but maybe there's more.
Says we all started yelling to each other. Did you hear that? That's all in caps. We all gathered in the center of the cemetery as fast as our feet could carry us, and we all stated we heard children's laughter. We looked at a map we had with us and saw that there are no nearby towns that are populated with the living, and there are no recreational areas nearby that would explain people being there. You know, they're exploring a cemetery. You know, there could be somebody exploring. I don't know. We decided to continue to explore, so we separated again, and I saw my cousin walk behind a large crumbling monument. I called out to her to have her look at a particularly interesting monument, and she called back that she was on her way. She was across the cemetery from me, not 5 feet away from where I saw someone walk behind the monument. We heard footsteps in the brush when we sat down in the clearing to eat our picnic lunch. We all ate silently, with wide eyes scanning the landscape for the Amish couple we saw earlier, as the cemetery was the only place that they could have come to from the path they were walking on. We heard loud pinging noises like a pickaxe hitting rocks. We were in a mining town, remember? We also heard muffled voices and again, children laughing. At that point, we decided we'd had enough of the cemetery and we were clearly noticed by the spirits of the people that used to live in the area. We packed up and climbed the gate, headed down the path again. About a quarter of the way down the path, the Amish couple was walking up the path again. This was the third time we had seen them. My cousins, this is plural, so it must have been obviously more. My cousins and I all looked at each other and tore off running down the rest of the path towards the car. We hopped in the car, tore the cap off of the holy water vial and threw the water all over us. We thought it would help. Turned the car around and hightailed it out of there as fast as we could. When we got back to our grandparents' house about an hour later, they said that we looked like we had seen a ghost. We nervously laughed while looking at each other, knowing how much trouble we would have gotten into if they had found out where we were. Little did they know, they were spot on with their observation. That's from Jennifer. It is really, really weird to see the same couple three times on a path like that.
Yeah, that's probably, to me, the scariest part of this story.
Yeah.
That, I think, is strange. And apparently, did the couple? I didn't quite get, didn't quite understand. Did the couple look at them?
No,
acknowledge them? Uh-uh. They never. They just seem to be. How far away do you think they were from them?
Well, if they're on a path, and like the couple passes them on a path,
on
I
the
assumed
same
it
path.
Was a foot
it wasn't
path.
Like they were over 10 feet or yards or something.
It kind of sounded like they were on the same path. And I assume, it says it's quite a long walk. The cemetery's at the top of the hill. It's quite a long walk, so it was a walking path. We begin our trek. An Amish couple passes us from behind on the way up the mountain, which is really weird when you're walking and somebody mm-hmm. passes you from behind. On a path.
True.
Because usually they say, on your left or coming up behind you.
Or hello, you know, excuse us, you know, just passing through, have a good visit or whatever, you know. But then again, that's the Midwesterner in me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you. And, you know, I've been in places where Amish people are, and they don't always just reach out to say hello and to do things. You know, they are very subdued, quiet people, serious people. They're not people that are loud and hello, hello, like we are. So it's possible that they just were minding their own business and just walking up the hill and, you know, ignoring them.
Okay,
I suppose.
So then, and they could. But then it says, not 5 minutes later, the same couple passed us on the path from behind again. What'd they do? Walk over to pee?
Yeah, that's what I just thought, too. Did they go to the bathroom?
Because they should be in front of them. How'd they get behind them?
Yeah.
And then the third time, I think, did they pass him from behind again? It says
I think
about
at that point I would have myself.
Time
I would have
Amish
said something. I would have been like, "Hey, hello," you know.
Well, that's us. I totally would have. I'd have been like, "You guys again?"
Yeah, exactly. You and I would have totally been like that, right?
But it is weird to see the same couple again. Now, none of this means it's paranormal. I mean, if they were snooping around the cemetery, it's conceivable that someone else was snooping. It's very wooded to the east, mm-hmm. she said. So maybe there
and somehow
was
they looped
path.
Around some other way. I don't know. But I do think that is the weird part of the story. Now, what do you think about these children laughing and things?
I mean, maybe there's another path mm-hmm. they didn't know about. And, you know, there's a family out doing
and
what
there,
they're doing.
And there have been times where I've been in places where I've heard children laughing, people talking or something. And I know it was from quite a ways away. It was just that the way that the air was very still that day and I could hear people, you know. And so maybe they didn't know, but there was another house or something, you know, in the general area. And It was just still and they could hear that.
And you are going to a cemetery with ghost hunting equipment. So you are kind of preparing yourself to run into something and encounter something. So I could see me personally reading into some things, you know, so maybe, I don't know. It could be ghostly activity. Mm-hmm. I think the weirdest part is the Amish couple passing him from behind twice. I think
that is odd.
Like, I get it. You walk faster than us, but where did you stop?
That's right.
Like, what has happened? So I don't know. I don't know about that one. There definitely could be paranormal activity or maybe not.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm not exactly sure.
I don't know about that one for sure. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We want to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can get a commercial-free version of the show. You get advance episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games, and they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit SpinQuest.com, and download the app today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games, and they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit SpinQuest.com, and download the app today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games, and they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit SpinQuest.com, and download the app today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games, and they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit SpinQuest.com, and download the app today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games, and they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit SpinQuest.com, and download the app today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.